see if we can find Google Translate for Shelby so that she can participate. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I heard this had subtitles. Oh, no, that's Ready Alicia.
That's okay. We can put English subtitles in Yuka Stereo, too. Why not?
The only radio show with English subtitles.
Precisely. All right, so we're going to put a... Well, I guess we're going to restart this song. And then, yeah, we'll be back in Spanish at Yuka Stereo. So stay tuned. CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you for listening. El Doctor Misterio wishes you good night and good luck. Solo por estar una noche con vos, no me importa nada lo que digan todos los demás. Yo te voy a amar, yo te voy a amar hasta el final.
nuevo.
Así es, muchachos, muchachas, niños, niñas, caballeros, caballeras, pues ya estamos aquí estamos en Yuca Estéreo. Ya empezamos, y es cierto, es verdad, aquí seguimos. Y te tienes que acercar un poquito más al micrófono, doctor Cumbia.
Que no me escuchas, vale, o la voz.
Ahí sí, ya te escuchas. Nomás acércatelo un poquito más. Bueno, bienvenidos, como dice el chamaco, bienvenido a la tortura más grande del 90.1 de la frecuencia modulada. Esto es Yuca Estéreo en vivo y a todo color desde Burnaby, diagonal Vancouver, CJSF 90.1 de la frecuencia modulada. Hoy, aparte de contar con la hermosa presencia del doctor Cumbia, tenemos una invitada especial que se llama Shelby.
Me llamo Shelby.
Exacto, así como Shelby suena. Shelby se llama Shelby.
Así como suena.
Y va a aprender español hoy en Yuca Estéreo.
Doctor Shelby.
Ah, es cierto.
Doctor Shelby.
Doctora.
Doctora Shelby.
Doctora Shelby.
Sí.
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 You have just been promoted to Doctora Shelby. Right this instant.
Muy bien.
Gracias.
By the powers created by Doctor Cumbia and Doctor Misterio. You shall be kneel up. You shall be known as of today going forward as Doctora Shelby.
And you must take the oath.
Yes, exactly.
The oath. Yes.
The Hippocratic.
Oath? Hypocritic.
Hypocritical is right.
In Yuca Estéreo we have hypocritic. Hypocritic, not Hippocratic. No,
exactly.
No.
Exactly.
Yes. Hypocritic oath. That's correct.
Así mero.
That's one of the.
That was the subtitles, what you just heard.
Yes.
We were actually speaking in Spanish, but you're hearing the subtitles.
Yeah, it's like the the bubble. What is it in the
Star Trek?
Douglas Adams books.
Oh, the babble fish?
Babble fish, there you go.
Yeah.
This is a babble fish on you, yes.
Can one of you just speak Spanish and the other just constantly be translating? Like, we're in the UN?
Sure, you go in Spanish, Dr. Cumbia, and I'll translate.
Órale, vamos pues, vámosle.
Cool, let's do it.
Sí.
Bueno, pues, entonces,
aquí estamos.
Cuando necesiten clases de español, aquí pueden venir con nosotros a Yuca Estéreo. Whenever you need English classes, I mean English. Well, English too, but I mean especially Spanish classes, you can come here to Yuca Estéreo. Doctor Cumbia.
Inglés nivel 5, ¿no? Nivel 3.
Sí, ¿tú o yo?
Inglés, bueno. Tú eres el...
No, pero tú eres nivel...
Del inglés.
So, yeah,
yo soy nivel 1.
Yes.
Uno.
So, yeah, so we're English level 1, Dr. Cumbia, and English level 2, Dr. Misterio. Exactly. So that's why I'm translating, por eso yo traduzco.
Así es, sí. Bueno.
And mi voz es más sexy que la tuya, entonces...
En español no.
We should ask, debemos preguntarle a la gente. We should ask people who has a sexier voice. In English or in Spanish, like.
Vale, Dr. Shelby.
A ver, Doctora Shelby. No, before asking you, Doctora Shelby. ¿Tú crees que lo sexy en la voz cambia según el idioma que hables? You think the sexiness on one particular voice changes depending on the language you're speaking?
I think so.
Why? ¿Por qué? Well, you said yes.
It's one of the great mysteries of life.
So you're actually telling me when you hear Dr. Misterio talking Spanish, you think he's more sexy?
I didn't say that.
That's what I can't.
I think you think it's I'm less sexy.
My subtitles translated it like that way. He was lost in translation.
So which doctor Mysterio's voice is sexier, English or Spanish?
Okay.
Or they are.
Or none of the above.
Or none. Or they are both as sexy as you know a sexy voice can be.
Okay. Say the same thing in English than Spanish.
¿Crees tú que cuál es en qué idioma la voz del Doctor Misterio es más sexy? ¿En inglés o en español?
Now say it in English.
What language do you think Doctor Misterio's sexiness is at its highest? English or Spanish?
Well, I feel like when you did Spanish voice, you were such a weirdo. You're and then you put on your Barry White voice.
On my defense, I'm a weirdo in any language. So,
so creep.
But I like that Barry White in English. The mix.
So I can be
Barry White.
So I can be the Spanish Barry White, right? Voy a ser Doctor Misterio Barry Blanco.
Blanco.
Right? That will be. Ese soy yo en Yukesterio. Soy Doctor Misterio Barry Blanco. And then in for Radio Alicia, I'm just Dr. Mysterio.
Oh, sí.
Hola, bienvenidos a Yukesterio.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Me amo Shelby.
Se llama y se ama. So she loves herself.
Yes.
Se llama Shelby y se ama Shelby. She loves Shelby too.
I love myself.
Oh,
you missed
that's
the L there.
Been saying the whole time.
No. You said llama, and then the second time you got nervous and you said me ama Shelby.
Okay, so what do I need to say?
You were fine.
No, but what?
Both of them
say
it. Yeah. You can love yourself, yes. And you can be called Shelby. Like that's it's all good. It's
okay, both. But which one's which?
Me llamo is
Shelby.
I'm called. Okay. Or my name is
Me llamo Shelby. Me llama.
No, me ama.
Me ama is I love myself.
Well, Shelby loves you. You're saying, you know what, guys? Me ama Shelby, like Shelby love. You know, so
that's such a weird.
Me ama, so you, I love myself. Me ama, it means she loves me.
Somebody loves you.
Exactly.
Talking in the third person.
Yeah,
here.
If you say yeah, me amo, you don't need to say names. Me amo means I love myself.
Mm.
And when you say me ama, that means that somebody else loves you. So you should. Maybe not.
So me ama
say who
Shelby?
Loves you.
Shelby loves
well, me. Well, me ama, you know, me ama Nick, me ama Shelby, me ama whatever, fill the blank.
Fill in the Barry Blanco.
Fill the Barry Blanco. Or just let it hang in there, right? Me ama.
It leaves a little bit of Mysterio.
Who loves Shelby? Exactly. Don't miss the next show of Radio
Shelby.
Alicia and Radio Alicia.
That's the new name of the show.
Maybe. Yeah. Who loves Shelby? That's the name. Exactly. Mm-hmm. This is el nuevo nombre. ¿Quién ama a Shelby? No se pierda el próximo programa de Yukesterio.
Something about being close. Maybe?
Always.
Próximo.
Next.
Oh. It's going so well. I'm really sorry to all the Spanish speakers who did not sign up for
this. It's all good. Remember, we don't have ratings or listeners. So thanks to you.
Para nuestros miles y miles de auditores.
We have thousands and thousands of listeners.
Wow.
On Yukesterio we do. On Radio Alicia we don't. But on Yukesterio,
I was going to say this show is a lot more popular by the sounds of it.
It is because I was originally here.
Our ratings went up 4,000% in the last show.
Los ratings de Radio Alicia subieron hoy y solo hoy 4,000%, Dr. Cumbia.
That's all the people that love Shelby?
Así es.
Wow.
Toda la gente que quiere a Shelby estuvo en el show hoy, escuchando. Bueno, y Melody, que no conoce a Shelby, pero si la conociera también la amaría.
I did point out, though, that 400% of zero is still zero.
No, 4,000.
Well, 4,000%. Oh, that's different.
I mean, it is. 400%, that's 400. 400% de cero no es igual.
400 is 400.
No es igual.
No es igual.
Que 4,000%.
That's 4,000.
Exactly. It's not the same.
Fluent.
Ka-ching! Goals, ka-ching! You can have more tuna now. You pass your level one of Spanish. Spanish 101. Again. Yes.
Wow, so I've already been... you made me a doctor.
Yes.
Honoris causa.
The cool love Shelby?
Yep. Yes. Wow.
Doctora honoris causa.
Exactly. What does that mean?
Like honor, like the honorable... Like the gift. Yeah. Doctorates.
Is this how they give doctorates in Mexico for medicine?
No.
Two guys in a basement?
No, we print our certificate and we're doctors or whatever we are. Engineers, lawyers. Yes.
It says it on the paper.
You pay somebody to print you.
Exactly. Or you just need to buy a color printer. And that's it.
And you don't need to do it under the table. You can do it over the table. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's all good. In front of everybody, yes. Everybody.
As long as it's in color, it's legit. If it's black and white, then you know that it's...
Yes. And you need, like a little... That you can feel the logo and whatever. That is not flat. That a little... Whatever the thing is, yes.
Embossing?
Yes. Whatever that is. Remember, when you que stereo, so no hablamos inglés.
Exacto.
¿Verdad, doctor Cumbia?
Puro español aquí, puro español.
So when you say embossing, like, we say, sure. We say, dos, por favor.
Dos nonis.
Dos nonis, por favor. Okay, so now for the next segment, you have to be ready because we're going to promote your show. Sorry, your...
Oh, my God. Can you say it in Spanish, though?
You're going to say it in Spanish. I'm going to tell you how to say it, and you're going to say it.
Fun. All right.
All right?
Okay.
Okay. Wow, you're excited. You're so excited. I love it.
Okay.
Bueno, vamos a poner más musiquita, que por supuesto no tengo preparada, pero bueno, no, sí tengo preparada. Vamos a poner más musiquita aquí en Yuca Estéreo porque ya hablamos mucho, ¿no, doctor Cumbia?
Sí,
¿cómo ves?
Pone música, la gente quiere escuchar música,
Digo, a lo mejor quiere oír a Shelby, pero no a nosotros.
Exacto, sí.
¿Estás de acuerdo?
Sí, con nosotros se va a quedar igual los ratings, pero con Shelby 4,000 va a subir. No,
4,000.
En español, 10,000.
No, 18,000.
18,000.
¿Quién da más?
Exacto.
¿Quién da más?
Mucho más.
18,000. A ver, vamos a poner esta, a ver qué tal nos va. Bueno, vámonos. Aquí estamos, Yuca Estéreo. No le cambien. Al que le cae, cae al que le cambie. Vámonos.
haya sido pobre. Gracias.